Today's New Testament reading is the first epistle to the Corinthians, the 9th and 10th chapters. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run, that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly, I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest, after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. For I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Consider the people of Israel. Are not those who eat the sacrifices participants in the altar? What do I imply then? That food offered to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, I imply that what pagans sacrifice, they offer to demons and not to God. I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Shall we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor George Borghardt, from Zion Lutheran Church in McHenry, Illinois.
In the name of Jesus, amen. You cannot drink from the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot commune at the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Calvary. Your Lord Jesus died for you on the cross of Calvary. He Good Fridayed for you. Then, after 3 days, he rose for your forgiveness on Easter morning. You can't save you. You can only work your way to hell. He has saved you. Jesus has rescued you from your sins, from your death, from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. And there's no middle ground with God. Jesus saves you, or you are on your own. He's the only God, or he isn't. There's no 99% Jesus and 1% something else. Not even 99% Jesus and 1% you. Your choice, your decision, your aid, your work. It's all Jesus or it's no Jesus. For these two worlds, the world where Jesus died and rose again for you, and every other message, don't intersect. There is life and there is death. There is the true faith and there's everything else. His altar or the altar of demons. Only Jesus saves. God has taken all the anger and wrath that we deserve for your sins and all the things that we put our trust in to save us. And he's thrown it all at his son. In his son's holy life and bitter sufferings and death, we are rescued from God's anger and wrath and hell. Outside of Christ, we get what we deserve. We get what we've earned. We are punished for our sins. This is life and death, dear saints of God, because it is not just that we wake up in the morning and make an active choice. I'm not going to believe in Jesus today. I'm going to trust in my works. No, it's how we live. It's how we treat others. It's what we do when we fail. Remember our fathers in the wilderness. Were brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. The Lord saved them. They were saved under the cloud. They passed through the sea. They were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They ate the same sacramental food and they drank the same sacramental drink. They drank from the rock who was Christ. But God was not pleased with them. They turned from him, golden calf, sexual immorality, grumbling against the God who saved them. They chose something else other than the God who had freed them from their bondage. These aren't random events that happened in history, answers to some trivia questions so we can win on phones on our iPhone. They happened to instruct us. You see, to us, to you and me, has come the end of ages. To us has come Jesus. Today we are given to repent of how we live and how we treat others, how our faith is the farthest from our minds when we deal with those around us, and how when we realize how evil we are to them and to God, we try to fix it ourselves, how we think we can overcome temptation by just getting stronger. We need to repent of us. You need to repent of you. All that you put your trust in, and all that you think about, and all that you think can fix your predicament with God and those around you. Then trust that what you have done and how you have lived and all your sins, even where you trusted in something other than Jesus to save you, all of it has been taken on by Christ. His death is your death to sin, and his resurrection is your forgiveness before God. Eat today his body and drink his blood. Receive God, receive Good Friday in your mouth. Believe that your sins are forgiven you. And when you are tempted again to trust in or to live like Jesus didn't do everything for you to save you, know that there is an out. Believe that there is an out. There's a way out of your temptation outside of you. God has given you an out. The escape isn't you. The escape is Christ. The out is his supper. It is the forgiveness of sins. For where there is forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. There is a salvation in no one else for you but Jesus. No salvation except in Christ, but in him, in Calvary, in the forgiveness won on the cross, in his supper, is life that will never, ever end. Cannot drink from the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot commune at the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Eat his body, drink his blood, be forgiven, live forever. In the name of Jesus.
We thank Pastor George Burkhardt from Zion Lutheran Church in McHenry, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.